Okay, today's Temura Daf Yud. Today's Daf is Temura Daf Yud. We are on Tesla Bays. As we continue here in the first parak of Temura, Parak HaKol Memirin, all the rules and regulations laid down of Temura, how and who and when, as we had on yesterday's Daf, the discussion of the substitutions themselves. It does not have to be exact. Sheep for cattle, cattle for sheep, one for 100, 100 for one, males, females, Bali Mumin and Tzmimim, all of that was a fair game in the world of Temura. And we started to discuss on the Amud Beis, how exactly, according to Rabbi Shimon, we mentioned according to Rabbi Shimon Shita, Shimon is the one that says that no, it has to be one to one, Echad be'echad, the Sfasemis is Safek, would he say two to two is okay, or is it Dafka one to one? But we had a machlokas within Rabbi Shimon Shita, as to whether he would agree, Mamer v'chozer or Mamer, even though you have to do one-to-one, but what if you're Mamer on one animal, could you then afterwards be Mamer, that same source animal for another? That was a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And then the Gemara went into, well, what is that tali on? Is it tali on one animal? Meaning according to the Manda Amar. According to the Manda Amar, the Gemara says on the bottom line of Amud Aleph, that you cannot be chozer or Mamer. What happens if it's a different animal? Right, because the animal was lost, got a mum. What if it's the same animal but has a different shame carbon? It went from ashram to ola. So those are a couple of questions that we had. And then the Gemara said we also have similar questions in the world of Chomesh. If we say that the Hekdesh Rishon is most of Chomesh, if I'm makter something and I redeem it as the Bailim, then I have to be most of Chomesh, 25% when I redeem it. But secondary Hekdesh, ain't Hekdesh Shady is most of Chomesh. So what about in that case? If I have a type of Hekdesh that is related to the first one, but it's not exactly the same. So is that called Hekdesh Rishon? Is that called Hekdesh Sheni? And we had the same kind of question. Different animal coming from the same Kedusha, or different Kedusha on the same animal. So those were the questions that we had, and we just were up to a Lishna Achrina. About six lines up for the bottom. We'll start with Lishna Achrina, which is, again, the Girsos here are questionable and difficult, but we'll just go and try to get through it. Again, based on the same kind of discussions that we already had. Lishna Achrina boy Rabbi Yavin, again finishing up from the last sugya that we did. Hifrish Asham l'schaper bo, if I was mafrish and Asham, v'humam, and that Asham got a mum, and therefore I was switched it. V'chilalo al acher, now I have a different animal. So again, is this animal considered first Kedusha, Hekdesh Rishon, or not? It's the same shame carbon, because I was goalit, but it's a different animal. So Chil al Acher, the Hosif Chomesh, the animal, second animal got a mum. Does that need a Chomesh now? Vos a Chomesh is Chapru ba'asham Acher v'nitak zela Ola she yomayu she Yosef alav Chomesh. And then if the animal was lost and therefore used a different animal to get the kapara, then you find the first animal. So that animal is now an asham shenitak l'ri'ya, as we said from Malach Moshe B'Sinai. Do you have to add on a Chomesh to that animal? So again, the Gemara here mentions both aspects, according to this Girsa. Different animal, a different status, different shame carbon. So Amar Abaya, Hadein Kami Boilei. What is the exact question that you're asking? I Kedusha Acheres Ba'oso Aguf Kami Boilei. If you're asking a different Kedusha in the same animal, meaning, let's say the animal was a carbon, then you lost it, and therefore you use a different carbon, and then you find the first carbon. So the first carbon now went from an ashram to an ola. So is it a different kedusha in the same animal? If that's the question that you're asking, so why do you have to have the element of mum? Loni boilei humam. You don't have to have the element of a mum because you can just have lost and found. Iguf echad ba'osa kedusha, and if you're asking about the same animal, guf acher ba'osa kedusha, and if you're asking for a different animal with the same kedusha, so v'chulus, then you wouldn't need the loss, you could just have the huma v'chilal acher ma'osh yosol chomesh. So again, using the same question as we had earlier, if you ask both elements, which one is really the question? Abaya asks Rabbi Avin. Mi amrina ba'asham kama hu. I'll just read our gears without adding in all the extras, but again, it's the same question. Mi amrina ba'asham kama hu demosiv ava b'guf acher. Ava gav dekom ba'osa kedusha ein mosiv chomesh. Do we say that the first asham that you're mosiv chomesh, but a different guf, even if it's the same kedusha, even if it's a standard animal, you wouldn't be mosiv chomesh? O dilma, kal osa kedusha ein mosiv chomesh. Or do we say, all the same kedusha, right? If you read that as most of Chomesh, then this one makes a little more flows a little smoother. Or do you say anything with the same kedusha is not most of Chomesh? V'imtiv salomar hadein guf acher kiva de ba'osa kedusha ka'i. Again, here question: Mosef Chomesh or Ein Mosef Chomesh? Right, the argir says Mosef. The Bach adds in Ein Mosef Chomesh. And if you say if it's one ech, if it's one guf, so then or guf acher, since it's a guf acher, you're Mosef. Elan it's chaper ba'acher. We need to say la olamau ki Mosef or Eino Mosef Chomesh ba'osa guf. Ba'osa kedusha av kedusha acheres lo odilma kivin da'osa guf who mosif chomash or in mosif chomash take you. Again, the question is according to any of the girsos, right? Do we say same kedusha? Do we say different kedusha versus same animal, different animal? What is considered hektish rishon? Is the chomesh limited to hektish rishon because it's the same body, but the different body would get a chomesh? Do we say it's limited because it's the same carbon, but a different carbon would get a chomesh? That's the question. And teku, the question is not answered in this regard. Good. One little extra about chomesh, but first, again, we haven't spoken in a while about teku. So I thought maybe we'd touch on it again. Just 2 points on the teku issues. Number one, the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim notes in his Maimar Torah Or, which is published here in the beginning of Asif HaSakenim, the Achronim on Kachem that he put out, Tishbi Yitareitz Kushius Vabayos. It doesn't say Tishbi Yitareitz when it says Mefurish in the Gemara and the Rambam. Stavka Kushius Vabayos. All the questions that we're going to have in the doubts. But the basics, ABCs, what's clear-cut in Kachem and Taurus, Eliyahu HaNavi's not going to tell us about, right? We have to know that ourselves. Right? The only we have to work hard, just like in any other area of halacha, and then whatever's questionable and we're not sure, then he's going to answer. But we have to do that ourselves. The Chafetz Chaim writes emphatically over and over again that we have to study all areas of Torah, besides the ones that are Arachayim and the ones that are Lamaisa Mizman Hazeh, because the other ones, to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're interested and that we have to be ready. Because he describes, as the Navi says, I think in Malachi, that Mashiach is going to come pit'om suddenly, and that's the same word that's used in the end of Parshas Baal Oscha, when Hashem appears to Miriam and Aaron, pit'om, and they start screaming, Mayim, Mayim, and the message that Hashem was trying to teach them at that time, how different Moshe Rabbeinu was, he has to be ready every moment, just like now, you ought to be ready, and you weren't ready, so the Mashiach is going to come also, pit'om suddenly, and we have to be ready for it. And in that way, learn all areas of halacha, including Maseches Temura, including all these topics that are in Lamaisa, because he's only going to answer Kushios Va'abayos. He's not going to tell us what's Mefurish halacha, number one. Number two, the other point to mention, and that's from Levi Yitzchak and other achronim that discuss, why is it teku? Again, pashas of teku just means let it stand. But according to what Bnei Yisrael understand, that it's the Rosh Tevis of Tishbi Yitaretz, Kushius Vabayos, why is it dafka Tishbi Yitaretz, why is it dafka a Eliyahu Navi that's going to answer and not Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu should be Mataris Kushis Vabayas. Isn't he our greatest Rebbe? So the Eim Abanim Smecha quotes Achronim, Rebbe Levi Yitzchak, and others that discuss that the Posek Hadar has to be one that is involved in the generation, knows about the generation's issues, not somebody who doesn't have any idea about what's going on in the generation. And therefore, says the on page Kuf Ayin Zayin in this edition. Again, there are different editions of the Eim Abanim Smecha, but in this edition, it's like Kuf Ayin Zayin and Kuf Ayin Ches. He says that the if you're not involved in the generation, so then you're not going to be able to answer. And he quotes this from the Mabit, in the name also like the from Levi Yitzchak Gos. Let me just find the exact line. So he quotes, Shiyufsak alacha mishehu b'chayim b'zecha olam v'hu yodeya be'eza midah tzarech zecha olam lehisnaheg. Aval mishe'eno chay eini yodeya klal be'eza midah tzricha lezeha olam lehisnaheg ba. V'hine Eliyahu hu chay v'kayim. Eliyahu Navi is alive in every generation. We could ask him shilohs about modernity. And we could ask him shilohs about everything that goes on because he's chay v'kayim. Eliyahu never died. Moshe Rabbeinu, as great as he was, when he was 120, he died. And therefore, Moshe is not going to be Batari, it's Dafka Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu Chai V'Kayam V'lo Tam Tam Misa V'u Tamid Bazeh HaOlam V'lakach Hu Yifshar HaKushyus V'Abayas Ki Hu Yodeya Be'eza Mid Tzorech Olam L'Znaigba U'Bazeh Yuvan Masha Amar. Already quotes this from the from the Seder Hadoros. Okay, but first he quotes the Kedushas Levi. The Kavanasohai, that was from the Kedushas Levi. And then he explains. The Kavanasohai saw, Yanshe Moshe Abeinu Eino Bazeh Olam Eino Yochal Akhriya Ba Ekeisa Halacha Kvitzarcha Olam Ba Eisa Zos. Vatvarm Beruyim Leish Eloki Kimoso. And he quotes that from Levi Yitzchak. And then he quotes from the Mabit earlier, from the Beis Elokim. Same idea, but he says, Shnei Deviyim Misnabim Misignon Echad. And Shar HaYisodos in Perek Samach, in the Mabim. But either way, this is why Eliyahu Anavi and Dafka Moshe Rabbeinu, because Eliyahu Anavi is Chai V'Kayim in every generation. That's what he relates, that whenever you talk about any type of topic in Das Torah, he's discussing, whether it's Halacha, whether it's Hashkafa, whether it's about the world around us, we have to ask somebody who's there. We have to ask somebody who's alive in that generation at that time. That's what he discusses, that even if you might have had certain views of Eretz Yisrael and going to Eretz Yisrael earlier, 50 years ago, 30 years ago, he says you have to paskin right now. What's going on? And when he wrote this in 1941, 42, before Rachman al-Salami was killed, but that's what his context is there in the Eimah Smecha. But again, that relates to every type of teku that we have. So we have on the Tishvi and we have on the Kushyos V'Adayos. Okay, Vaiter, Boy Rami Rachama. Makdish Mosef Chomesh or Machaber Mosef Chomesh. Once we're on the topic of Chomesh, Rabbi Bachama asked the following question. Whether the Makdish, if I'm Makdish an animal, but I'm Makdish it, I'm going to ask that someone else should achieve kapara with that animal. Right? Reuven is Makdish an animal. Shimon doesn't have too many animals. So Reuven is Makdish an animal for Shimon. And Shimon's going to use it to achieve kapara. So who is the one that's Mosef Chomesh if they redeem it from the Beis HaMikdash? So who is the real Bailam? That's what Rashi says is the question here. Look at Rashi for a moment. It's a kaimal on a baila mosif and chomesh. Impodim esakdeisha ve'imachir impodim mosif and chomesh. Here's that karmel kabaras chavir v'humam man havi bailam today. Who is the real bailam on this karban? That is the question that we're asking. Is it the makdish? Is it the miskaper? And Amar Rava answers, Amar krav ve'im ha-makdish yig'al es beso, makdish lo miskaper. Right, so the question, Rava answers the question of Rabbi Bar Chama that it's the Makdish and it's not the Miskaper based on the Pasuk. The Brisker Rav just wonders here that if the question really is, he finds a difficulty that the question is really about who the Bailam is and who isn't the Bailam. Because we know you're Mosef Chosh even on Bedek HaBayis. And on Bedek HaBayis, you're for sure not the Bailam. Isn't that true? That's the question of the Brisker Rav. Right, well, how could this be about the question of the Bailam? L'chora, she'elas ha-gemara hi, mi mikri Bailam, l'inyan al-safas chomesh. Right, that's the Pashas, that's what Rashi seems to say. Im ha-makdash ha-ve Bailam o ha-miskaper. U'mashani ha-gemara, that it's the makdash. They're the real Bailam. V'haynu do-safas chomesh ein atoli. The way he understands the answer is that the fact that it goes by the makdash, is the makdash the real Bailam? They're not getting credit for this carbon. They were the source of it. But they're not getting the kapara. So he assumes the answer is that you don't need the bailam. That's how he understands the answer. So to say that the question is who's the real Bailam, says the Brisker Rav, I find that difficult because Chomesh shouldn't be a reflection of that because even Bedek HaBayis is Mosef Chomesh. V'yal karchach tzarech lomar d'zeo b'vaday sover ha-gemara d'amakdash Mosef Chomesh. Ella, really, the Gemara always knew that the Makdash is Mosef Chomesh. That was a starting point. Ella, the shilas ha-gemara hoysa imiskaper gamkein Mosef Chomesh. He says, everybody agrees that the Makdash is Mosef Chomesh. But what about the miskaper also? The halom miskaper who are bailam ala karbon. Because the miskaper is the real bailam. Efshar de gama bailam mosif chomesh. The makdish is mosif chomesh because it always goes by the source. The one who brought it into the base of Mikdash is the one who could take it out. And with the chomesh. What about the bailam also? That's the question. V'alzen, that's what the Gemara answers. No, only the Makdash. Only the Makdash. And therefore, it's not an issue of is it only the bailam or not. The Gemara knew originally that you don't need the bailam. So that's how he understands it. But then he notes that, you know what, maybe even by Bedek HaBayis he could be called the Bailam, even though it's not what I would have thought. And he says, he quotes the Rambam, Hamakdish Shepada La Atzmo, Hushem Osef Chomesh, Lomas Kaper Bashabdova, Hektish Rishon Shechaipa Tosevis Chomesh, Hamakdish Velo Amakvis. And he continues and says, you get the impression from some Lashonos of the Rambam that even by Bedek Abayis, somebody is called a Bailam. Okay, but either way, that's the Ha'ara of the Briskarav of the Gris here. Okay, so who's Mosef Chomesh? Only the Makdish and not the Miskaper. Boy, Rami Rachama, Makdish Osa Tzmura, O Miskaper Osa Tzmura. As we have said, this we have already said in the Masechta, that you need the Bailim, only the original Bailim is Osa Tzmura. Well, is it limited? Usually you only have the same person who's Makdish and Miskaper. But if you split it, is only the Makdish Osa Tzmura, because they were the ones that brought this into the Beis HaMikdash, or is the Miskaper also Osa Tzmura? So, or that was the way that the Briskara formulated it. Or, Miskaper Osa Tzmura. Amar Rava, Im Kein Matzinu Tzibur V'Shutfin Osa Tzmura. 1 second, says Rava, if it's true that the Makdish could make Tzmura, so then you would be able to have a Tzibur and Shutfin make Tzmura. We know that's not true. We know a Tzibur and Shutfin are excluded. We had this back in the beginning of the Masechta. Only a Yachid could make a Tzmura, could be Mamir. But a Tzibur and a Shutfin cannot create Tzmura. But 1 second, if we say the Makdish can make Tzmura, so then it should be that the Tzibur and Shutfin could also be subject to Tzmura. In what way? Could go into Shavu, Shliach, Lach, Dushe. If they make a Shliach to be Makdish, so then the Tzibur, or 20 people, say to one person, be Makdish an animal for us. So then that person is a Shliach on behalf of the Tzibur and the Shutfin, and then he would be able to be Mamir. But we know that's not true. We know Tzibur and Shutfin cannot be Mamir. So it must be that the Makdish cannot create Tzmura. That is the Raya of the Gemara. It must be that you go Basar Miskaper and not Basar. And the Miskaper is the Tzibur and the Shutfin. That's why they're excluded. That's why they're excluded. One Ha'ara. Number two, let's continue this whole sentence and then we'll make an important discussion. And also, besides a Svara, that was a Svara, that Tzibur and Shutfin, if the Makdish could work, then the Tzibur and the Shutfin should be able to work. But what about this? Oh, also, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Huna, Tana, Karbano Lashem al Nizro Milvan Asher Tasig Yado. Right, that's talking about the karbanos of a nazir. So we're going to darshan every phrase. V'chi nazir nidon behesig yad. What does that mean? Asher tasig yado. Depending on his tax bracket. That doesn't apply to nazir. Nazir has specific karbanos to bring. We know this. Ol of the yored in other contexts of halacha. Mitzora or Yoledes or others in parshas Vayikra. But who says here, a nazir is hesig yad. So what does the language mean? Asher tasig yado. Haketzad. So we darshan. Karban ol Hashem al nizro shehifrish mishalo. That's a case where he was mafrish his own karban. Milvad asher tasig yado shehifrish shalo acherim. That's where someone else is mafrish the karbanos on the nazir's behalf, where the nazir needs karbanos. So lemay hilchasa. What's the case where somebody else is mafrish on his behalf? So ilem aleinyan kapara is regard. A kapara that he's able to be miskaper with an animal that was hufresh by someone else. So why would you need a pasuk for that? That's obvious. Somebody's poor. Somebody else basically gives him a karban. So pshita dimechaperle. Obviously it works. Look at the shidduch kubetzes osches matanaka yovle. The person gave him a gift. Person gives him a gift. Shimon is a nazir. He doesn't have enough money. So Reuven is mafresh a karban for him. So pshita dimechaperle. Right? He gives him a matana. Elo leinyan tmura. It must be regarding Tzmur, v'hachi pirusho, v'hachi ka'amar. I'm still reading the Yashita for another line. So it must be regarding Tzmura, that the person could give it to a Nazir. Hifrisho lo achirim, if someone else is mafresh for him, kehifrishu mishalo. It's similar to as if he was mafresh it. Ma hifrish mishalo osa Tzmura. Just like if when he was mafresh his own karban, he could create Tzmura. So too, af kashifrisho lo achirim, back to the Gemara, osa Tzmura. So shvavina basa miskaper aslinan. So not only do we have it as a svara, about Tzibur and Shutfin, we have it as a textual raya, that this raisa about nazir must not be talking about pashtus, that somebody gives an animal for him to use, because that would be pashit. It must be that somebody gives an animal, and now the new miskaper, the nazir, could create tzmura. So isn't that a raya, now an answer to the question of Rami Bar Chama, that it is the miskaper that is osa tzmura? So the Gemara says, no, maybe no raya from this last point. Lo, le'inyin again, we changed that on the side, le'inyin kapara. really is regarding kapara, not tamura. Right? It's not regarding tamura that the nazir can do it, but it's regarding kapara. We said, isn't that pashut? Right? If Reuven gives Shimon a carbon to use, it's like a matana. Isn't he just giving him a gift? So why would you have thought, why do you need a pasuk to tell me that that would work? So, ilav de Rabbi Rachmana, milvada sher tasig yado, if you wouldn't have had the pasuk to teach me that a nazir can be miskaper with a carbon that was given to him by his friend, Ava Amina, Xeris Akasavu, Karbano, Midi Dehu de Machaper, Midachirim Lo. You would have thought, no. You'd have thought Naziris is a special din. Naziris is very personal. Naziris has to be your own karbanos, part of the process of being a Nazir. And you would have thought you could only use your own karbanos, Kamash Malan. Kamash Malan, we learn otherwise. Why would you have thought, let's go backwards a little bit, start with Nazir. Why would you have thought that a nazir is you wouldn't be able to use other karbanos? Again, if we look at nazir as a process, as a personal odyssey, where somebody is going from one spiritual state to another spiritual state, where somebody feels that they need to go to the other side of the pendulum, so they have to go to the other extreme in their behavior, so maybe it's a personal process, and one has to do it themselves. And maybe it's like a davar shebegufo. Like a mitzvah shebegufo, right? We discussed a few weeks ago. I think tefillin we discussed, the Tosfos Rid and Maseches Kiddushin, how certain mitzvot are not subject to shlichus because they're personal. You can't sit in a sukkah ayde shliach. You can't put on tefillin ayde shliach. Why aren't mitzvot subject to shlichus? So we discussed then the Tosfos Rid, the different pshatim of the Tosfos Rid, the Ksos and others. But some things are not nitin l'shlichus. So maybe here too, Naziris, the more personal Naziris is, the more I might have said, again, the Havamina, I might have said that this is something that you have to do yourself. Right, it's about, and the karbanos are part of the process of naziris. Besides the three halachas that apply to a nazir, which obviously you can't transfer, right? A person can't transfer, if somebody's a nazir, they can't say, okay, you don't cut your hair, I'm gonna cut my hair. It's obvious it can't. By los azeis, you can't transfer, right? Tommy Lemace and wine. Yeah, you be a nazir for me today. I wanna go get some wine, so you don't drink wine today. It doesn't work, of course, that's something personal. So too, maybe this Hava Mina could be explained in that way. Again, remember the general Machlokas Rishonim about Naziris Bichlal between the Rambam and the Rabban. It's Machlokas Tanoim. Machlokas Tanoim and Maseches Tainis and in Nazir, whether being a Nazir is something positive or not. The Rambam, if you remember, is not a fan of a Naziris, but the Rambam, as we know, the Rambam, the Shvil HaZohav in Hilchos Deos, the Rambam Perek Gimel says that a person should always go down the balanced middle path. A nazir could be used to get back onto the right and the narrow, and the straight and the narrow, and if somebody is too much to one extreme, they might have to go to the other side to get back to the middle, but that's not the ultimate. That's not the ideal. And that's why the Rambam explains why a nazir brings carbon chatos when he's finished being a nazir, because it wasn't the best thing for him. That's the Rambam. Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph Hilchos Deos. Shema Yomer Adam Ho V'Kinei V'Atayim V'Kavod V'Chayotzei Bahen. We should review Hilchos Deos so often. Right? The Rambam is crucial in Hilchos Deos. The Rambam says, since Kinei V'Atayim V'Kavod is a Derech Ra and it's Motzi as Adam in the Olam, Efrosh Behen B'Yoser V'Ezrachi Glitzad Acharon. So you know what? Kinei V'Atayim V'Kavod, I'm going to go be a hermit. I'm not going to be involved in the world. Lo ochal basar, lo ashtar yayin, v'lo yisa isha, no ela yesh, v'lo yesh v'dira noah. I'm not going to look for a wife or have a nice house and not nice clothing. I'm just going to wear sackcloth and walk around and roll around in the dirt. Sak v'tzemer hakasha v'chayotzei bohen. Kigon kohani ovdi kochavim. Isn't that what life's about? Says the Rambam, gamzeh derech ra'ah. Usr leilechbo, not just not a good idea. It's usr. Hamahalik v'derech zu nikra chote, and that's sinning, and that's the Rambam quotes the pesukim by Nazir. Shari Omer b'Nazir v'chibra Allah me'ashachad al nefesh. Amr Chachamim, he quotes the Yerushalmi. Uma'im anazir shel piri shel abena yayin sorak kapara hamonei atzma mikol tarav v'davar lachas kama v'kama. If a nazir only separated himself from one thing, he needs kapara for that. So surely, if somebody's parish from the world, l'ficha tzivu chachamim shel yimona adam atzmo ela midvarim shemanato atzara bilvad. Right, 365 los haseis is enough. You don't have to do more. V'lo yei oser atzmo b'nedarim u'b'shvul shel dvarim hamutarim. That's the Yerushalmi. You shouldn't be fasting all the time. That's the Rambam Shita. But the Ramban has a very different take. Again, could be part of their larger Ashkafas Olam, the Ramban in Parshas Naso, is not so against a Nazir. And exactly the opposite, right, in certain contexts. The Ramban says, Parak Vav, Apostle Yudalid, why does a Nazir bring a Chatos, a fascinating Chiddush? Because he's no longer being a Nazir. And it's a carbon al ha'asid. When do you ever have a carbon al ha'asid? V'tam achata sheyakrav ha'nazir, lo nisparesh. Doesn't say exactly what he did wrong, says the Ramban. V'yal derech ha'pshat, ki ha'isha zeh, chote b'nafsho, b'malos ha'naziris. What's his sin? Ki hu'ata nazur mikdusha sova v'ores Hashem. Now he's in an amazing state. V'ro'i ha'yalo sheyazir lo'olam, v'yamod kol yamav nazir, v'kadosh le'lokav, he should stay in this state forever and ever. Stay in a state of Nazir Leilokav. And now he's decided not to. So again, it might not be on the future exactly. It might be on his decision now. But it's a decision about the future. So based on that, he needs Kapara, right? Bishuvo, as he returns, Lihi Tameh B'Tavas Ha'olam. Amazing Ramban. But again, that's Ramban about Naziris in general. So that's just on the last point. About Nazirin personal. Just going back though, up above, a couple of lines where we have the most mafurish line in Shas against the Maharit. What's the Maharit? The Maharit writes in the Tshuva, Chelek Aleph, Siman Kuf Chav Zayin, one of the great early Achronim, but this line is very controversial in terms of getting him, all the Achronim get into the act here. The Maharit says you can't make a Shliach lahakdish. You can't make a Shliach to be makdish something. You can make a Shliach to do almost everything else. Like the Gemara says, you can make a shliach. What's the source of shlichus? You can make a shliach to be torim truma. Says the Ma'arit, Aleph Kuf Chav Zayin, v'dafka l'truma hu de'esrabi shlichus, me'atem gam atem, kindarinam perik b'resha ish b'kadesh, like the beginning of the second parak of Kiddushin. Aval lehekdish, ain't bodin shlichus. You can't be makdish nor shliach, says the Ma'arit. Sh'nira li advarim, sh'im amar adam l'chavei rot, say, v'hakdish shor echad mishvari. If somebody says, be makdish my ox, Ein bo din hektish. Doesn't work. De mili ninu, the kaimel on milo nimsrun l'shliach. So using the principle of mili. Usually mili means shliach A cannot make shliach B if it's just words. If I tell Ruvei to do something, not an action, but a words, then shliach A can't make shliach B. That's where mili comes up in the Gemara. The Ma'arit is using it even from mishaleach to shliach A. You can't make a shliach to be makdish because it's just mili, it's just words. And he continues. Truma, truma is different than hektish. Truma, you're giving him over to do a real maisa. Unlike hektish. Even though it can be, mikol makom, machsheves truma, chashiva kemaisa. That's the Maharit, and he continues trying to defend his shita. And all the achronim ask on the Maharit, both misvara, what is he talking about? What's the difference between hektish and truma? They're both chaloshem. I am mafrisha truma, and now this is truma. I am makdish an animal. Now this is hektish. What's the difference? They're both giving it a sanctified statuses, misvara. And number two, there's a gemara beferish. This gemara says beferish, right? What's the when Rava brings a raya to answer the question, tishavu shliach lakdushe. It's beferish against the Maharit, right? What's the Maharit talking about that you can't be makdish ayidei shliach? The gemara says beferish. Right, this is the Shaila of the Menchas Chinuch. The Menchas Chinuch leads the Ma'arit Pitzarachian in Shin Nun Beis, Shin Nun Beis Siftes, and others, and the Machane Ephraim. The Machane Ephraim, again, one of the early Achronim, that is, on the related to the Shulchan Aruch, and Hilchos Shluchim V'Shut and Simin Zayin. He quotes his Ma'arit, and he says he's a Mefurish against the Gemara. After he quotes his Ma'arit, V'nira, he quotes his comparisons to Hektish. Let me just find the line. And then he says at the end, Sarech, let me find the line where he quotes the, Lanias daiti nira kisvaras acholkim, v'rayat perakama de tzmura. Ibailani makdishos a tzmura, v'chuldu, and he quotes this line, and then v'chay nirvi divrei Rambam, also from nira from the divrei Rambam, perakim ilchus b'choros, v'gabi afaras abal, v'chuldu. Then in parentheses, at the end of the Maharit in Simin Zayin, in the parentheses, it says in the Hagos, Efshar liyashev, it seems like a beferish Gemara. So how do you get out of this Gemara? Maybe there's a difference. Because, ladas ma'arit, what's going on here in the Havamina when we say that the tzibur and the shutfin are going to tell the shliach to be makdish? Are they saying be makdish your animal on our behalf? Or are they saying be makdish our animal on our behalf? So that maybe is the chilek. Maybe the sugya of Temura, according to the Ma'arid, is talking about Sha'amar l'shliach she'yakdish lo shobro shal shliach. Right? If what does not work, our shliach, Mr. Shliach, be makdish my animal. That doesn't work. But be makdish your animal for us. So maybe the Ma'arid would agree that would work, because it's the other person's animal. So then maybe that's the chilek. That's how we can answer the question. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara now, right before the Mishnah, my havi Allah, so what's the halacha? Meaning, to the answer to the original question, whether makdish is oset tvura or beskaper. Right, the Achronim wonder, we already answered the question. Right, we knocked out the second raya, but the first raya is still a raya. The svara of Imkain. We never went against that svara. Okay, but either way, the Gemara says, my havi Allah, tashma dam rabbi avo, am rabbi yochanan, makdish mosef chomesh, umiskaper oset tvura. The one who is makdish is most of the chomesh, as we said up above, and the miskaper is the one that is oset tzmura. The miskaper is considered the bailam. They're considered the bailam, and therefore they would be able to be miskaper. There's a Dvar Avram that notes that. The Dvar Avram in Chelek Aleph Siman Yudalid, he says, Hamakdish behema amanashe miskaper bo chavero, naase ha behema legamre shalom miskaper. Velos chus kapara bilvad. Once I give an animal for somebody to get kapara from, I'm not connected to that animal anymore. Originally, I was makdish it, so maybe chomesh goes by the original. But in terms of the present status, it's shtela miskaper. Like, he quotes our Gemara. Like our Gemara said above, matana huti chayavla, right? Using the gears of the Shimon Gubed says, you give a matana, if you give it for somebody else to be miskaper, that's called a matana. If you give a matana, it's the other person's animal. And therefore, miskaper is the real bialim, says the Dvar Avram. So the makdish is most of chomesh, the miskaper is also tmura. And once we're on the topic, tori mishalo al shalachirim, tovis hana'a shalo. If somebody is tori, again, where we have two people involved in a case, if somebody is tori mishalo, I take from my own property. Let's say I live next to Reuven. So I'm going to take some of my grapes in order to give on behalf of Reuven, and therefore he won't have, all of his field will be mesukan. I'm allowed to do that. Who gets to choose which Kohen goes to? So, that's me. If I'm being Torim, then Torim, Mishalosh, Al-Khairim, Tovas, Hanashalo. My Taima, Omar Kroos, called Masar Tuascha, Vinasata, Vigomer. Wherever the mice is from your Tua, Vinasata, then you have the rights to a give it. Rashi actually has two days here. What does Tovas Hana mean here? Is it that you get to choose whichever Kohen, right, the third to last skinny line, should be Yadu Litno Lo Ezekon Sheyirtse. Then at the end, he quotes another day of what Tovas Hana is, Davar Muat Mekabel Mi Yisrael, that relating to a Yisrael that wants to get the Truma for his grandson, who's married to his daughter. Okay, but either way, Pasha Tovas Hana means which Kohen you'd be able to give it to, he gets to choose. Again, there's a tremendous amount to talk about regarding Hafrash's Truma and Nesina's Truma, which I'm not going to get fully into now, but again, that's just one Ha'ara. And that Mishalol Shal Chaveiro, that's what we're talking about here. The Gemara Nedarim has a suffix whether the other person has to know about it. Well, the person has to know about it. Do you need das bailim? If I'm taking off truma for you, if I'm taking off truma from your stuff on your stuff, that's tori mishal chaver al shal chaver. That's something different, right? But it's not. That's also related. The Gemara in the Dura, that's that Rashba and the Ksos about zachin may adam shalom b'fanav, not zachin le adam shalom b'fanav. But the Gemara wonders in the case of mishal shal chaver, do you need das bailim or not? That's a suffix in the Gemara in the Dura. The Rama paskins you do not. The Rambam in Hilchos Shrumos. Dalid Beis, the Rambam says that you do not, it's the implicit Rambam is that you do not need das bailim, chamisha lo yutrom, the Rambam says. Dalid Beis in Trumos. Who shouldn't take off Truma? Vim tamru ein shemasa Truma. Five, it's not even, doesn't even work with the Evet. Cheresh shota katan, akum, shetar mesha yisrael vafilu bershuso, agoi. And vahatorim es she'enu shelo birshus vailam. If I take your property for you, that does not work because you didn't tell me to do it. Avalatorim is shelo al shalachirim. If I'm torim for my stuff for your property, harezu truma v'tikein peirosehem. V'tovas hanoa shelo shematana shenosa l'chol koin sheyirtse. So the Rambam doesn't say anything about das, right? Sounds like you don't need das. The Kesef Mishnah wonders, where does the Rambam know that from? How does the Rambam know that you don't need das? So the Kesef Mishnah says, because it's connected to the next line. It says, Tovas Hana Shalom. Says the Kesef Mishnah, since Tovas Anashalo, those two things, those two halachas must be connected. That's his suggestion. He quotes the Gemara in Nedarim Lamed Vav and says, Maskana v'lo ifshita, but then u'basar achi yibaylan tovas anashal, mivya sikna tovas anashal atore. And therefore he says, u'mashma d'memela nifshita gambaya harishona. It must be that they go together. Once the Tovas Hanah, Shaila, was answered, the Tovas Hanah is from the Torah, it must be that you don't even need Das Bailam. That's the Kesef Mishnah. If you look in the Mishnah Lamelech here, Mishnah Lamelech wonders, why is that true? Why are those two things connected? Says the Mishnah Lamelech, quoting the Kesef Mishnah, it's a long Mishnah Lamelech, Kedarko Bakodesh, not long, but just long, short for Mishnah Lamelech standards, but longer in general. So he quotes Varv Tavun Asli, just from the beginning. He says, why are those two things connected? He asks on the Kesef Mishnah. De Bayishnia, Ein Lashaychus Klalim Bayarishona. De Beinim Nomar, Shatur Mishalosh Shal Chaveru, Tzorach Das, O Shaloyeh Tzorach Das. Whatever you say about that first Shaila, Nistafko Agamar, Betovas Hanash Shalmi, Mi Amrinon, Ilav Peire Deheich, Mi miskina karya dehahu, o dilma ilav karya dehahu, lohavya perida dein truma. So you could see it from both sides. Ulufiya maskana tovas hanashal toreim, and even if though you say la maskana, it goes by the person who gave it, adayin efshar da ikara sorach dasho balakri. You still might need the das of the balakri. Why are those two connected? Elosha tovas hanashila toreim, ulufiza nimsa, shabaya rishona shisha im sorach das balo o lo, balakri, das balakri o lo nifshita. And therefore, so that's the Mishnah Lamelech does not think the two Shilohs are related, arguing with the Kesef Mishnah. Vaniret Sleis, he thinks there's a different Raya that the Rambam brings, not based on the Tovas Hanah Shiloh, but it's a Gemara in the first paragraph of Bechoros on Daf Yud Aleph. He brings a Raya from Petr Chamor, where the Gemara says, Po de Petr Chamor shel Chavero Pidyona Padui. If my friend has a Petr Chamor, and then I'm Po de it with a sheep, that works. That's a raya. Again, the Kesef Mishnah brings the next line of the Gemara. You might think that's better. The Mishnah Lamelech brings a raya from Petach Hamor. You might think that's more far-fetched. But he says, no, you learn from there. Just like you learn from here, that I can be pode your Petach Hamor without your knowledge. Bala Hamor. Below das balachamor de pidyono padui hachanami gabi truma hatar mishalosh shachaver below das balakri truma so truma viavsha bayazulo nifshada bimkoma ein zem minakushi. Even though the Gemara itself is not does not answer the question of shalomi das, that's not a problem. You got to reach us all as one unit. Sheish lano harbi kayose baze b'talmud bayosh shalom nifshatu bimkomam v'nifshatu b'makom. Then he quotes a couple of examples. Again, that's a yesod gadol. Just because a Gemara does not answer the question one place doesn't mean the Rambam might find another Gemara in a totally different context that he thinks this has really relevance to this Gemara. But that's an important machlokes about psak. Where does the Rambam get the answer from? That you don't need das bailam Kesef Mishnah. It's from within the sugya, the Mishnah Lamelech. It's from a different context totally. Weiter says the Gemara next Mishnah. Ein memirin. Lo evarim buubarin. I can't be maimer an aver and an uber. If I have an ubar, that's hektish. I can't be maimer that onto a limb of an animal. Below ubarim beevarim, or the opposite. Below ubarim veevarim bishleimim. Below shleimim bahem. Right? You can't use in a tmura equation. You can't use an ubar. You can't use an aver. Reb Yosi omer mevirin memirin evarim bishleimim. Reb Yosi says it goes in one direction. If you have a shalim animal, you have a carbon. So I can be maimer that onto a limb. Because as we'll see, maybe then it spreads. But you can't do the opposite. If I have a limb that's hektish, I can't. That is not strong enough to produce tamura. Amar Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi says, what do you mean? Falo b'mukdashin, in regular cases of hektish, ha'omer ragla shel zu ola kula ola. Af kishayoma ragla shel zu tachazu de kula tamura tachteh. So why don't you say the same thing by tamura? If you say it by a regular case of hektish, this leg of the animal should be an ola, the whole thing turns into an ola. So also, kshiyoma ragla shel zu, tachas zu, te kula tamura tachteh. It should be tamura, and therefore, Biosi says, it should work in that case. Even by tchilas hektesho, if you say the leg should work, and the Gemara is going to explain the exact machlokas between these two tanon. Itmar, first we have a machlokas. Barpada omar. Ein kedusha chala al ubarin. Could you be makdash in ubar? Right, what does that mean? Two nafkamin, as Rashi quotes. As we will see, let's focus first on one. You have an animal that's chulin. Could you be makdish a plain ubar inside a chulin animal? Right, I have a chulin animal, I just want to make the ubar kadosh. Does that work? So Bar Pada says, no. You cannot be chal, be makdish just an ubar. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, kedusha chal al ubar, and it can work. Can work, machlokas Bar Pada and Rabbi Yochanan. So Rashi quotes two nafkaminas. Number one, this one that we just said, whether you can be makdish an ubar separate from the mother. And number two, what if I'm makdish an animal for a carbon chatos, a female, and it's pregnant at the time? So I know the halacha is that if I'm makdish two animals, just in case, I want to make sure my chatos is taken care of, so just in case one gets lost, something happens, I'm makdish two behemoths at the beginning for a carbon chatas. So then one is lachrayas. And once you're makdish one, the other one could be sent to Leroa to raise to get till it gets a mum. So when I'm makdish a mother and its baby inside, is that called just like kifrish beis chatos? Is that like two animals? So that's another nafkamina. Bar Pada would say no, and Rabbi Yochanan would say yes. This kedusha chal on the ubar separately, and it could be leachrayas. So that is the machlokas Bar Pada and Rabbi Yochanan. So, as Rabbi Yochanan Taimei, Rabbi Yochanan goes according to his reasoning, as we just explained. Rabbi Yochanan hikdash chatas mu'uberes v'yolda ratzah b'miskaper, ratzah b'vada miskaper, as we just said. So the machlokas is by both halachas. And Rabbi Yochanan says that both by b'makdash plain ubar and b'makdash an ubar inside, that it should be like two animals. So, says the Gemara, v'tzricha, why do you need the machlokas by both? De'ich, ashmina b'hakka maisa, if you only have the machlokas by being makdash the animal, the ubar inside the mother, hasamuta akdasha, the ubra, maybe that's where it works, gufe. That's where it works, b'makdash the animal, but hacha, the akdasha le'ime, but when you're makdash the mother also, habachal ime, and therefore, you can be makdish the ubar without the mother, you could be makdish the ubar, the mother without the ubar. And therefore, there wouldn't be a raya in that second case. And maybe you would, Rabbi Yochanan would not say there's two separate hekdeshos there when you're makdish the mother for chatas. And that's why you have to have the second machlokas. V'yeshmina basraisan, if you only have the second context of the chatas, hasamu da'akdish la v'chol de'ispa. There, you're makdish the mother and everything in it. That's why it's as if it's two. Aval hacha da'akdish alei, but here where you're only doing the ubar, kiven de'les avroi, lo kadosh, since the outside is not kadosh, the mother, so maybe you can't do makdish the inside, tzricha, that's why you need both. Period. Lishnachrina, let's do the other version. My kamash malan, so what's the chiddush of the second machlokes, right? Im shiro mishuyar v'ubar lavier imahu v'tarti lamali. Same kind of question. Right, what's the chiddush that for Rabbi Yochanan is considered two animals and it's like two animals chatas la'achrayas? That is considered two? We know that. Uber lavier imahu. So tzricha. So, no, you need both. The itmar baha, if you only had the latter one about ki'ilu, it's two animals. Mishum di'ime chaz yelagufe. Migu, the nachta kedusha la, nachta nami lavlan. Since the mother is becoming hektish, so the baby's becoming hektish, and therefore it works. Abol idach lo, but maybe the first case you wouldn't be able to say that. Kamash malan, dechal al chada. Right? That it's chal on even one, even just the baby. V'yad marbahan, if you only had the first case, mishum dekama farish kedusha alavlan. There you're explicating. You're saying, I want this baby to be hektish. So maybe that's why it works there. Avalahilo, but in the second case, where you're just saying, b'maktish the mother, maybe it does not go on the vlad. Sricha, that's what you need, both cases. Good. So that's the machlokas of Yochanan and Marpada. Just two different versions exactly how we have the srichasa. There is an interesting stira, somewhat of a stira in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam paskins in Ilchas Ishus, machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. Fascinating Rambam. The Rambam says you can get married to an ubar. I can get married to an ubar. The Rambam says in Ishus, Perek Zayin, Alacha Te Zayin, Homen Chavero. Somebody says to their friend, right, Kiddushe Bito, if your daughter has a nekeva, I want to marry her. I love the family. I'm sure I'm going to love your daughter. So I want to be married to your daughter, even before she's born. So, says the Rambam, it doesn't work unless it's late in the pregnancy. Amazing. Then the Rambam adds, V'yireli, shetzarech lachzaru l'kadesh osa me'avia, achar shetiva leid, kadesh yachnus ota b'kidushin she'ein bohem dofi. Interesting, what does that mean? The Rambam says it works. So you do another ma'aseh kidushin, just to make sure. Okay, the Ravid says, what are you talking about? We don't paskin like that. Machlokas Rambam Ravid, whether you can marry an ubar. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezer, quotes both opinions, that's two deis. Evan Ezer, Simin Mem. Two deis, whether you can marry an ubar. Quotes Machlokas Rambam Ravid. But if you look in Choshe Mishpat, talking about buying an ubar from an animal, he only quotes the problem of Darsha Balola, that it does not work. So why, by marriage, does he quote both opinions, while by Mekach HaMapkar, he only quotes once? That's a discussion in all the Nosei Kelim, the Ksos and the Nesivis discuss this, the beginning of Simin Reish Tes and Choshe Mishpat. The Beis Shmuel says maybe just be Machmir by Eish Ish, according to the Rambam's opinion, but that's an interesting discussion, whether, even if you hold Adam, Ein Adam Makdash, Ein Adam Makna, Ein Adam Mocha, Davar Shlomo La'olam, maybe marriage could be different. Is there something, not just Mishum Chumra De'eshes Ish, within the sugi of Lo Bala Olam, do we say that there's a difference by marriage? Again, the Chakira in the Achronim, what's the problem of Darshal Bala Olam? Is it a problem of Chalos, that you need something to be Chalon? Then it shouldn't be any different. Because it's not here, it's not here. But if you say it's about Das, about a person that's not Somech Das, if it's a Lo Bala Olam, so maybe one might say that by marriage, a person is Somech Das. They take it more seriously. Remember, it reminds us of that the Ran in Nedarim, Daf Pei Zayin, where the Ran discusses Toka de Dibur, right? Why there are four exceptions to Toka de Dibur, right? Mekadesh, Megarish, and Megadef, and Avodah Zarah. Why are those four exceptions? Because the Ran explains, because those four people don't fool around. There's a higher level of Das by those, and therefore, you can't even chozer in Toka de Dibur. So if you say that, by marriage, there's a higher level of Das. So maybe that's why, even Lo Bala Olam. So maybe that's one suggestion why that would work. The Tosfos here also, the end of the Tosfos that went over to Amud Beis, the end of Tosfos Va'azda, Tosfos asks, how could Kedusha be Chal on an Ubar? You can't be Makdash a Mechusar Zman. Isn't this a Mechusar Zman? So the Brisker Rav says, it's not Mechusar Zman. Mechusar Zman means day four. Day four, you can't be Makdash it. But you can be Makdash the mother. Mother's the mother. Right, so that's not Mechusar Zman, and your Makdash the mother, the baby's also a Hukrav. So he doesn't even, the Briskerov doesn't even understand Tosfos' question. But if you look in the Tosfos says, U'mayshnami Mechusar Zman, v'yesh lomar, dekodim shenolan matzi Makdash lei. It's not Mechusar Zman. Mechusar Zman is if it's born, and then it's not up to date yet. But if it's not born yet, that's not Mechusar Zman. It doesn't sound like he's saying it based on what the Brisker Rav says. That's what the Brisker Rav wonders. But it could be, it's not in the Parsha of being Hukrav right now, so it doesn't have the same problem of Mechusar Zman. Interesting. If you look in the Gilyan Hashas also discusses, he says maybe you can learn it from Bechoros. Okay, quotes on explaining that last line of Tosfos. Okay, let's continue though. Yosef Reb Zeira v'kamala Shmaitza. Reb Zeira said over this shita of Barpada and Reb Yochanan. Eis Reb Yirmiyahu Reb Zeira. Ketzan Marina Labachar. Quotes the Mishnah from later on. Perek Ketzan Ma'arimin. Quotes that first Mishnah. How do we prevent the Kedusha of a Bechar from kicking in? So I'm a Vakar Shaisim of Ubaris. Right, a person has an animal that's about to have the Bechar. But you want to prevent it. Omar, Ma'ayashal Zeh, Ola. So, and I say, the fetus inside this animal should be an Ola. I can declare it an Ola before it's born. Yola Zachar Ezeh Ola. Sa'alma Kadosh Ubar. What do you see from there? It's Beferish against Barpada. Barpada says you can't be Makdash and Ubar. You see, Beferish, the Mishnah says you can be Makadash and Ubar. You can be Makdash and Ubar. Amar le, kimas nahi b'kdushas damim. That's by kdushas damim. The machlokas, Bartada and Yochanan is only by kdushas aguf. But by kdushas damim, so then he would agree that you could do kdushas damim in as an ubar. So mi alim b'kdushas damim to kamafka le min b'chor. But 1 second. Is kdushas damim strong enough to prevent kdushas b'chor? Find that helps for the Davar Shlo Bala Olam element, but is that enough to prevent the Kedusha Bechar? The Gemara says yes. Amar Le'in, yes, it is. But not. We learned in the Mishnah. Kol Kadshim Shech Kadshim Mum Kavua like Deishan. Remember we learned, if you have a karban, that you are Makdash a karban, but it had a Mum Kavua. It had a Mum when you are Makdash it, so that animal only achieves Bedek Abayas. Kedushas Damim. V'niftu, and it was Nifte, Chayavin Bechor Mematanos. When you're Poda it, then it's Chayavin Bechor. But what's clear from there, Taima, the only reason that it's chayvin bechor is de'la'achar sheniftu, de'chayavet. After you're poted this animal, which only has klushas damim status, because when you are makdash it already had a mum kavua. So only because of that is it chayvin bechor, aval kodem sheniftu, paturim, but clear, before it was nifte, it would be pater, alma, talim, klushas damim, de'maf de'lemi bechorah. So you see that klushas damim is strong enough to prevent klushas bechor. So that was one try. Eisve, another question on Barpada. The Tosefta says, Ha'omer mashmei eshel zu ola. If somebody says, the fetus in this animal should be an ola. Muteres begiza, va'asura ba'avoda, mishim kachush ubar sheba. So what are you allowed to do with this mother animal? Inside is this baby, which is a karban. So you're allowed to shear the outside of the animal, because that's not shearing a karban, the mother is not. But you're not allowed to do work with this animal, because the work will negatively affect and weaken even the fetus inside. But again, what do you see from there? You can be makdish in ubar. Kashan barpada, amar le, hanami kedushas damim. No, that also, that Tosef is also that kedushas damim. Uyalim kedushas damim, that sir le bavoda. Is kedushas damim also usher to work avoda? Amalein, yes, yes. But it's not the same mishnah we had before. The yotzin lechulon legazes leaved. Yeah, because the mishnah says once you're poed to it, then you can work it. Taima demishim deniftu. The reason that you ought to do it is because there's a ibnifte, but hakodem sheniftu before you redeem it asurin bavoda. It would be asur bavoda alma kedushas damim asurin lebavoda. So you see from that same mishnah. That in Bechoros, that Kedushas Damim would be Aser Bavoda, Kedushas Damim prevents Kedushas Bechor, period. Okay, now we're up to Eisve. Now we're finally going to bring a Kasha on Barpada from our Mishnah. Let's start this and then we'll have to continue. Eisve in Mimir Lo Ivarim Be'ubar Lo Ubar Be'ivarim. So what do you see from the Mishnah? You can't be Mamir from an Ubar, but obviously an Ubar is Kadosh. So the Mishnah says, if you have an Ubar that's Kadosh, you can't be Mamer from it. But clearly, you have an Ubar that's Kadosh. So you see that you could be Makdish in Ubar. And you can't, Tosfos and the Shita go back to say here, and you can't say this is talking about Klushas Damim, because Klushas Damim for sure can't make Tmura. There won't be a Havamina. So it have to be, we're talking here about Klushas Aguf, and you see an Ubar that is Kadosh. So how did it become Kadosh? Isn't it because you are Makdish in Ubar? Answer, no. Amarlei. We're talking about an animal that was kadosh, the animal had a baby. So that animal has kedusha. That's how you can have a vlad that became kadosh without your being directly makdish it. Vlad kachim, one second, if it's the vlad of a karban, but may a yiman udalo avdin, havroi avdin. What? When it's an ubar, so then you can't, but havroi, if it's outside already avdin, vahatnan, ain't a vlad osatmura. A vlad can't make tmura anyway. So, what's the Havamina? Havani Rabbi Yehuda, Yidamar Avlad, Oseh Tzmura. Okay, let's stop here. We'll have to start with this next time, because it continues for a little while. So we'll stop here, B'Hashem, and we will continue. Okay, we'll stop here. Tzmura Daf Yud.